refugee to stand trial in 2022 for allegedly killing five U.S. Marine veterans, their spouses. By John Binder on December 23, 2021. A refugee is set to stand trial next year for allegedly killing seven Americans, including five United States Marine Corps veterans, in a crash that occurred in June 2019. Following the fatal crash, 23-year-old refugee Volodymyr Zhukovsky of Ukraine was charged with seven counts of negligent homicide for allegedly killing the five U.S. Marine Corps veterans and two of their loved ones when his trailer, hitched to his pickup truck, hit the motorcyclists. The victims were riding motorcycles together as members of the Jarheads Motorcycle Club, a group of U.S. Marine Corps veterans, their spouses, and loved ones. The victims killed in the crash include 62-year-old Michael Ferrazzi of Kentuckick, New Hampshire. 59-year-old Albert Mazza of Lee, New Hampshire. 58-year-old Daniel Pereira of Riverside, Rhode Island. 58-year-old Joanne Corr of Lakeville, Massachusetts. 58-year-old Edward Corr of Lakeville, Massachusetts. 42-year-old Desma Oaks of Concord, New Hampshire. 45-year-old Darren Perry of Farmington, New Hampshire. This week, a judge suggested that Zhukovsky will stand trial in July of next year as his defense team requested more time to gather evidence pertaining to the crash. Specifically, the defense is searching for a qualified crash reconstruction expert to help their case. Zhukovsky previously pleaded not guilty to the negligent homicide, manslaughter, drunk driving, and reckless conduct charges he has been hit with. At the time of the fatal crash, a law enforcement official confirmed to Breitbart News that Zhukovsky originally entered the U.S. on September 18, 2006, as a refugee from Ukraine. In 2008, he adjusted his refugee status to become a permanent lawful resident after the federal government awarded him a green card. Criminal records obtained by the Boston Herald indicate that Zhukovsky had multiple run-ins with the law dating back 7 years. In 2013, Zhukovsky was convicted of drunk driving and had his driver's license suspended for 210 days as well as being placed on probation after being arrested. At the time, he was called an immediate threat by state officials. In 2017, Zhukovsky was convicted on drug charges including heroin and cocaine. ICE officials have requested additional information on this particular case. On May 11, Zhukovsky was arrested in East Windsor, Connecticut, after he failed a sobriety test. Despite being arrested for drunk driving again, the Ukrainian national's driver's license had yet to be suspended and was valid when he crashed and allegedly killed the seven motorcyclists. An official with the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles, RMV, resigned days after Zhukovsky's after reports indicated that she failed to confiscate his driver's license despite his drunk driving conviction. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency has had a detainer on Zhukovsky requesting that he be turned over to federal immigration officials should he be released from prison at any time. He remains detained in county jail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.